T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we are back with Beach and Company. I can't believe that this story hasn't gained more traction than it has, because it happened a week ago. Vatican, this is a story from the New York Times by Jason Horowitz. Vatican opens door to limited ordination of married men as priests in remote areas. And as you read it, it says it is potentially groundbreaking news. The Catholic Church on Monday, which was last week, cracked open the door to ordaining married elderly men into the priesthood to meet the pastoral needs of Catholics and indigenous people in remote areas of the Amazon. It's so remote that later in the article they mention they go months sometimes or longer without seeing a priest and receiving the sacraments like celebrating Mass or confessing. The bishops, meeting in October, will address the pastoral needs of these faithful and convert the church from one which visits to a church which remains. So in other words, more of a foundation. They're there when you need them. And I think that this is a very forward and bold move by the Pope. I totally support his thoughts that those needs have to be met, and they're short on people right now, and they have to make some adjustments. I don't think it's any great outrage that they're looking for viri probate, which would be men of proven character, older men, maybe who live alone because of a spouse passing away, maybe people who have been devoted all their life but just couldn't make that final decision. So they're looking for good people in a new way, and I think it's a good idea. You agree, or is it a slippery slope? Do you think that this is just the beginning and this will be expanded beyond the Amazon? Let's see what Irene thinks in Buffalo. Irene, you're on WBEN.
Oh, hiya, Sandy.
Hello, Irene.
Forgive me, I'm 95, so I'll have to probably speak, and I hope you can understand me.
Oh, I'm sure we can, absolutely. What's on your mind?
Now, do you like being a Catholic, but have had enough with what is going on in the Roman Catholic Church? Do you think priests should be allowed to marry? Do you think divorced people should be welcome to church and receive Holy Communion? Do you think that parishioners should have a say in how the parish spends their money? If you yes to these questions, then you need to check out the Polish National Catholic Church. The Polish National Church was founded in Scranton, Pennsylvania in 1897, and have 162 parishes in the United States, Canada, and Poland.
Wow.
115 ordained priests, more than 250,000 members. So I'm just saying, Sandy.
Yes. So are you affiliated with that church, or is that just for our information? Or?
Yes. It was Holy Mother Rosary in Buffalo, New York, on Sobieski Street, but they had moved to Lancaster, New York.
Oh, I was not familiar with that. I'm glad you brought it up. It's another aspect of our conversation today. Do you think that the Pope should bring married priests into the flock or not?
Oh yes, our priests marry.
Okay.
And also, I have a written here where a friend was raised Roman Catholic and was looking for a religious more aligned with what he was thinking with friends, and he heard about the Polish National Church. Father Gary is a pastor of Holy Trinity Parish in Woodlawn.
Okay.
And he was welcomed. His whole family was welcomed. And I, as a member of the Polish National Church for ever since I was born, so that's 97, 95 years. And, of course, I don't go as often anymore because I'm sort of, I don't walk as fast. And
Well, you and me both. So, but I'm glad that you're that enthusiastic about the church. That's always a good sign.
But, Sandy, my church is now Holy Mother of the Rosary. It's in Lancaster, New York. And he's got Bishop Mack is there. And Father Gary is at the Woodlawn Church. So believe me, we've had our married priests have been with us for many, many years.
And it's working out well for you.
We have no sex scandals at all, ever, ever. Maybe our priest discipline the child when he's disabled or when he doesn't listen, like in Sunday school. But outside of that, they have all kinds of things for the children to do. They have a camp out in Scranton, Pennsylvania, where they go every year.
Sounds like they have a good feeling about what is needed to integrate the church's teachings with your everyday life, and that's always good. And it's good to see somebody like you, Irene, dedicated to it and speaking the word.
Well, I'm telling you, Sandy, we're considered an independent Catholic. We're Catholic. We're a Catholic church, but we're not under the Roman rule.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, and I'm sure a lot of people learned something now that they didn't know, including me, I'll tell you that. And call anytime you want, Irene. You're as clear as a bell. Your worries about that were unfounded.
I miss you when you're not there, though.
Well, I miss myself when I'm not here. Well, thank you, Irene. That's very sweet of you.
Thank you very much, Sandy.
Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye. Their church allows married priests. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBE. The deal of the day, zigzag across the Erie Canal on zip lines. It speeds up to 40 miles an hour for half the price. Only on the Niagara Zipper. Kids and adults save 50% on Niagara Zipper Adventures. It's today's deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks. Details at mybuffaloperks.com, and I hope you have a nice zipper adventure for yourself. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Those are the telephone numbers. You can also go to Facebook, or you can text us at 30930. Mr. Beamer, Mr. Joseph Beamer.
Sandy, I am so offended. What? I saw an article here, and it talks about the Raptors owners. They referred to their governors.
Instead of
as
governors?
Yes.
The Raptors, do they think they own the team? Do they own the people that play on the team?
I'm so offended
that
right now.
That is so offensive, isn't it? I think we should change it to the Raptors overseers.
That's right.
The Raptors benefactors. The people that write the checks.
Like I always say, I am the governor of my car. Isn't that what we always say?
Exactly.
You're the governor of your cars. You'd like to govern another car?
Buzzy is referring to the fact that the NBA has officially taken a stance. They'll no longer say that the people who actually purchased the team and paid money for it, they're not going to be called owners anymore because it's, what is it?
Racially insensitive.
Please. Instead, they're going to be called the governors. Hey, Governor. Hey, that's so ridiculous. I mean, really, who thought of that?
That's a great question.
Who came up and said, you know what, guys? I'm sure all the owners are guys. We're just racially insensitive. I think we should just be called the purveyors of wealth distribution. That would be good because they made all the players rich. All right, let's see. What do you got there for Facebook?
We will start with top fan Sandy, who says, I think it's a good idea. Now you can counsel someone in a relationship based on experience, not just something you read.
I want you to think about this, because I'm very big into logic, and logic isn't always a part of teaching sometimes. All right, what does the church teach? They teach they're very pro-marriage, huh? Are they not? And you go to pre-Cana, and they love marriage, and they promote marriage. They also love children, and they promote children, having children, enjoying children, raising children. So they love marriage, and they love children. What don't they allow the priests to have? A wife and children. So you tell me why, if it's the right thing and a blessed thing, for the rest of us, why isn't it a right thing and a blessed thing for the priests? The answer is it should be. It should be. And plus, living a life, a celibate life as a single man has got to be limiting in a lot of different areas, but especially in help and counseling for raising children or marriage counseling, things like that, which you have no experience in because the church doesn't allow it. So something that they say yes, yes, yes to, now if you're a priest, they say no, no, no to. Does that, guys, does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, a little bit, I guess, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't seem like they're taking the position that they want you to take. They want you to get married. They want you to have children, but they don't want the priest to. I've always found that
confusing.
Perplexing. Yeah. Another one, please, Abuzz.
We'll go with Tony, who says...
You're going with Tony? Tony's married. I don't know if you should be going with Tony.
Tony says, when a man chooses to become a priest, he knows he cannot marry. So if this is an issue, he should not enter. Nobody is forcing him to, and he knows the reason for celibacy. You know who doesn't know the reason for priest celibacy?
Who?
Me. I would like Tony on Facebook to include that in their answer.
Yeah, it's to me, that's always been a very iffy thing as to why that would be necessary. It certainly makes for a more well-rounded person if it's not, especially like when they're talking about, they're looking for viri probate, men of proven character. In other words, they want solid citizens who have been thinking about this for some time and would like to get involved with it. And they go as far as saying that you are welcome to have a family. I mean, they even mention that. It's not like it's a sidebar. They mention it. So they're opening their arms to you as a married man, as a family man, to become a priest in the Amazon area where they... they have barely enough. In fact, there's an extreme shortage. So the church has been trying to figure out how to attract more people to the clergy for a long time, and that's men and women, by the way, priests and nuns, both, for years and years and years. And it keeps getting slimmer and slimmer and slimmer and tougher and tougher and tougher because people want to walk on eggshells around what the real concern is, what the real problem is. If you're going to be representing married people, if you're going to be representing people with children, if you're going to be doing that, I think it's a decent idea to have them as priests. What's the downside of that? I don't understand those who stand up for celibacy. I really don't, to be honest with you.
It's not natural.
It's not natural by any standard.
Unless you're married.
Yeah, well, that's good. Then it's required. Immediately after you say, I do, she won't say, I do. Okay, got it? We're just trying to straighten it out. Except for Tony. There's an asterisk here.
What, Tony that posted on Facebook.
I don't know, Tony, if you're viri probate or not.
No, I love Havarti cheese. I had some last night.
I took 4 years of Latin. That's the first time I've used it.
See? You knew it would come in handy.
I like that. Okay, let's go to Mary Ellen in Elma. Mary Ellen, you're on WBEN.
Oh, hi, Sandy.
Hello there.
I'm a Catholic, a devout Catholic, and the Polish National has broken away from the Roman Catholic Church, just so people know, so they're on their own. But I can give you reasons why priests should not get married. I'm in favor either way, married or unmarried. But the reasons that they have priests not being married is they want the priest should be dedicated totally to the church. Once you have a family, then you're dedicated to your family. You know, children get ill, there's expenses, and the things like that. So when you're single and you're not married, then that priest is totally dedicated his time to the church. Reason number two, we can't get communities to even like a priest in one parish type thing. And how would they... So regardless, when a priest is assigned to a parish, he's not fired. He can't be fired regardless of his leadership or personality. You can write to the bishop, but, I mean, they can't pick and choose the priest, basically.
Okay.
I think Protestants can do that. If they're not happy with someone, they can request that he leave, and they can hire somebody that they would prefer.
So are you saying that the position is that you, if you're not showing enough devotion to the church, if you have to show devotion to your family, too?
Well, you would put your family first. Let's face it.
Yep. Yeah, I think most people would put their family first. I think it's an admirable trait, to be honest with you.
Yes. Okay. But then when I go to number three, then if the community, you know, they would have to provide, like they do in the Protestant church,
right.
You'd have to provide for that whole family, their needs, their food, their education, their cars, you know, and I'm not so sure that most Catholics who say that would go into their pockets and give more.
Well, let's put it this way. I think that the church, whether it's magic or anything else, has found that there is enough revenue out there to support the church as a whole. And I think that there would be enough, certainly, to absorb families.
Well, that would be fine. And that people consider those three things. I think the church would allow priests to be married. But then thing two, we got scandals with, you know, the priests, which is horrible. But you could have scandals then with the children. They're doing this, they're doing that. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why the Pope says they're men of proven character.
Yes.
I'm assuming that the hill would be a little steeper to climb now that they've learned that the other selection method wasn't as efficient as they'd like.
Yeah. So you know, I'm saying if they do it, those three things are the reasons why they don't.
Okay. And yeah, I've heard of like a nun is very committed to the church and takes a vow. I can understand that. But I don't understand why somebody who is devoted to the church, is a good family man, can't be have a bigger part in it.
It could work, but then you need more lay people, and maybe you would need more priests too, more families in a church, because there's a lot of responsibility. So the lay people have to pick up. We can't.
And think of the advantage. I mean, the children of the person that's a priest and the wife could be good examples of how to lead a good life. Maybe the kids. Showing other kids the right way. And I just think it's more inclusive.
In a perfect world, but I'm just saying, you know. So,
I hear you. I've heard that discussion before, and it's very worth listening to. Thank you, Mary Ellen.
All righty, take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, I think we can handle that, being a father and a husband and a priest. I think so. I think that people have the capability, the intellectual and emotional capability to do that. The toughest job will be in the family, not in the church. Believe me, make sure the kids are well-behaved, set good examples in the community. It's not an easy task. We'll take a break on News Radio 930 WBN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. And we're talking about something that could be a major story. It broke last Monday, so it's been out there a week. The Vatican opens door to limited ordination of married men as priests in remote areas. They desperately need more people because they can't serve the people that would I like to receive communion and go to Mass and confession, things like that. They don't have enough people, so they're opening it up to viri probate, men of proven character. They're even saying that those men can be married. Here's one that I just don't get. I don't think, maybe I could be convinced of it, but not now, okay? In a marriage, this is a text. In a marriage, you are committing yourself to one person for life. In the priesthood, you're committing yourself to God for life. There should be no competition for commitment or loyalty. That's the reason for celibacy. I'll take issue with the fact that I think you can definitely love God and love your wife at the same time without any competition. There is no competition. There's no competition. And to say that you can't do both, I think, is unrealistic. I think you can do both. I think you can do a devoted person can be devoted to his family and his God. I can't say where you have to choose one or the other. In fact, it can be deeper as it permeates the entire family, the wife and the children, and it can be a very enriching experience. To say that you can't be, it's like saying, no, that's not a good example. I was going to give an example of why it's contradicting itself. Do you think that that's true, that you have to choose one or the other?
No, I think it's ridiculous. You're suppressing human nature. It's unhealthy.
Yeah, it truly is, and the proof is in the pudding. Just read the newspapers and see what's going on with the local settlements and things like that. I think it's an enriching thing. The church itself promotes marriage very, very strongly. The church itself encourages children, marriage and children. For you, no, never mind. You can't have those if you want to be a priest. I should think they would encourage that with priests to be happily married with a family. It seems very enriching.
Well, we know from history that a lot of it had to do with, well, if the priest passes away, they don't want the wife to get his land.
Yeah.
That the land would belong to the church.
Money, money, money.
Yeah.
It always gets the money. Yeah. Okay, another one, Mr. Beamer, before I go to the calls.
Well, just one thing Mary Ellen touched on in her call. She talked about the abuse scandal. And I saw a documentary on the Boston abuse scandals in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, that was a terrible one, yeah.
And a lot of...
Father Gagin.
It said a lot of that could have been exposed earlier, but priests that knew about it didn't want to say anything because they were also having relations with women, and they didn't want that to come out. Because so if celibacy wasn't an issue, maybe we would have tackled this a lot sooner in history.
Celibacy, whether you're plus or minus, is not natural. That's one of the reasons it's there, is because it would have to show great devotion to embrace it. It's not the kind of thing where people normally would say, oh, celibacy? Sign me up. When can I join? I'll be there Tuesday. It's not that at all. It's something that isn't natural that you are supposed to embrace. And I could never make that connection, to be honest with you.
I'll make one last comment on it, personal comment, is I know a lot of married people who are happily married, devoted to their significant other, and also very more devoted to God than I think the three of us could ever think of. So.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think they're mutually exclusive at all. Let's go to Rick on a cell phone. Rick, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, hi, Sandy.
Hi, Rick.
I've been brought up, raised a Catholic for a long time and no longer practicing, but I remember back when I was a youth at our church in South Buffalo, we had five masses every Sunday. We had five parish priests there.
Wow.
And the donations from the parishioners on the Sunday collections would take care of all the needs, their salaries, their issues that had to do with their transportation.
Sure.
Of the parish priests. And those days are gone. You're lucky if you ever go into a church on Sunday, what you see there is a bunch of old people, and they probably couldn't afford to pay these priests right now at this point in time. And I think the financial aspects of that is significant, because if you look at some of these churches, they're in bad need of repair. And to repair some of these churches that have been built way back in the early 1900s is a fortune. You know what I mean? And so I think that Mary Ellen, I think it was her name.
Okay, yes.
The issue of supporting the family, that could be significant from a standpoint of the, you know, having married priests. And I think I agree that you know, that in terms of the reason why they would be married, I don't see any conflict there between family and God either, just as you do. But I think to underestimate the financial aspects of how they would actually do that and be able to support the parish priests and the families thereof, I think that's a problem.
Okay, well, it certainly is a consideration.
I think it's a big consideration.
Yeah, because you have to eat, and you have to wear clothes, and you have to drive a car, generally. So I can understand what you're saying. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's take a break, and we'll return on News Radio 930 WBN. When I saw this article, this story came out last Monday, so it's been a week, and I'm surprised it hasn't gathered more traction. But, of course, with the other headline-grabbing stories we have every day now in our 24-hour news cycle, it certainly has got a prominent column in here, but I expected more pushback on this than we've seen. By Jason Horowitz from the New York Times, the Vatican opens door to limited ordination of married men as priests in remote areas. It's if you break it down to a problem with a solution needed, the problem is there aren't enough young people wanting to become priests. I assume nuns as well, okay? But for this case, we're talking about priests. And there aren't enough, and they need more. And what's happening now, the church has a place in many parts of the globe, especially in this case, we're talking about the Amazon, where they cannot service and serve the parishioners what is needed, mass. And confession and marriage and things like that. They simply don't have enough people. So the Pope says that he would like to do this, and I think I think it's very progressive. I'm very much in favor of it. He'd like to open it up to not only men who are married, but men who have families as well. And that's the thought of it. And this article says, in the potentially groundbreaking move, the Catholic Church on Monday cracked open the door to ordaining married elderly men into the priesthood to meet the pastoral needs of Catholics and indigenous people in remote areas of the Amazon. It would respond to the dearth of priests in the region by ordaining viri probate, or men of proven character, as they're known in Latin. Do we refer to them in Latin that often? you're hearing less and less Latin, yes. I wasted 4 years learning it, okay? It is the kind of exception to the celibacy requirement that church experts say and church traditionalists worry could be a step toward the ordination of married men in other areas of the world. So they're kind of saying, well, yeah, that makes sense for what we have going on in the Amazon, but let's not, and this is where slippery slope comes in, okay? Let's not use it somewhere else. They want to hold on to celibacy, but understand the need. If you kind of gauge one against the other, if you're not serving your flock with the sacraments and things that are necessary for their spiritual life, then you're not doing your job. And to say, well, we will only do it if we get people who agree to celibacy. So other people are going without the Holy Eucharist. They're going without all the things that they enjoy about the Catholic Church. So to me, that's an easier choice, I think, to make from the outside than it is from the inside, simply because people get very, very much in tune with what they've learned, and they don't want anything changed. Doesn't matter what it is. And that's why people, as soon as you start talking about things like this, oh, we can't have that. That goes back to 1123. and not willing to change. And tell me, anything in the world that isn't willing to change usually perishes. I think you have to, without giving up your core beliefs, certainly, you have to be open to offerings that make joining your church and then participating in the things that go on in the church inviting and comforting. You don't want to get in the door and be struck that nothing has changed here since 1123 and it's never going to, because I think there are times when basically it's the right thing to do. And certainly this is the kind of thing that they've been talking about for a long time, all right? Gee, Beamer looks different. I have to take my glasses off. Yeah, Buzzy's got a collar on. Did you see that, Tony? look, he's licking Dan Lockie's cheek. Not Buzzy, the dog.
Oh,
there's,
okay.
There's a dog in here. Or it's Brenda. It's one of those two.
Somebody.
Somebody's licking his cheek, and we assume it's the dog. Let's hope it's the dog. Is that that's their new dog? What's his name?
What's the dog's name?
Walter.
Walter.
Hey, there, Walter. Hey, Walter. Look, hey, how you doing, Walt? He's a cute dog, and they just got him, and now they're showing him off to everybody. I hope he makes a mistake on your shirt. That'll be fun to watch. But
can't. The carpets were just clean this weekend.
Was it this weekend?
Yes.
Yesterday.
They are clean. They're very nice and clean.
They literally cleaned them right at noon when we signed off.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, because we have to. Rush Limbaugh's on then. And he very seldom comes in this studio. All right, Mr. Beamer,
yes.
You have a couple more for us.
I sure do. Let me just tell you, it's very split. This is a very one way and
other.
Oh, yeah. It's not like a lot of our posts where it's 98%. So it's interesting to see. We'll go to top fan Kathy, who says, I'm all for priests getting married. Being this, I am a Catholic, and this would fill the need for priests in some areas where they are shorted.
Well, yeah, and that's why they're talking about at the Amazon. If you're not serving, especially with the church, people take things very seriously. If they're not receiving communion, if they can't get married, if they can't have their confession heard, all of the things that you would expect the church to do, and which brings you closer to the church in its teachings, you're living the church that way. If they're not available to you, it says in this article that sometimes they don't see a priest for months and months. And the Pope, in papal language, said, we want something that's solid and stays as opposed to visits. In other words, instead of a priest coming by and you see him every 3 weeks or every 4 months, they want one there. And that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. The church has certainly been around long enough. Doesn't have to prove itself. But I think you do have to be open every once in a while to thoughts that there might be a better way to do it now without really giving anything away that's of value to you. Because otherwise you believe that everything the first time was perfect and can never be changed. And I don't know about that. I do not know. Do you have another, please?
I do. Rick says, too little, too late. The church is drowning. They're doing anything to try to increase their population. I'm not a fan of this new pope, and all he is doing is stirring the pot and trying to stop a sinking ship. The hypocrisy has ruined the church. I was a Catholic, no longer since its fall from grace.
I don't blame the pope at all. The pope is trying to serve the flock. There's no question about that. Trying to make things better. Trying to make things possible. Think about it like that. I'm not criticizing the Pope at all. I think he's on the right track. In this article, Catholics in the region often go months or longer without seeing a priest and receiving the sacraments like celebrating Mass or confessing. The document urges the bishops meeting in October to address the pastoral needs of those faithful and convert the church from one which visits to a church which remains. And that's what I just explained to you. The sacraments must be a source of life and remedy accessible to all, especially to the poor. The document argues that adding adding when it was necessary to overcome the rigidity of the discipline that excludes and alienates and finds a pastoral sensitivity that accommodates and integrates. So that's what I'm saying is, yes, you want to reach out and you want a meeting between you and the church, and the church is you, and that's the way it should be. So good luck to the Pope. I hope this works out fine for him. That about wraps it up. Don't forget that special David Bellavia programming today at about 1:30. We'll carry it right here on News Radio 930 as we're all excited. Tomorrow's the big day for David as he receives the Medal of Honor. See you tomorrow at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.